What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And a happy Labor Day to you. We are laboring on Labor Day, although any time that we get to sit behind this microphone and talk into it to all the lovely folks that tune into this station doesn't feel much like labor. This is the Pomp and Joe Show. I am neither Pomp nor am I Joe. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for the guys. Joey Nelson filling in for Austin City Limits this early afternoon. Well, late morning to early afternoon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. 412-928-9370. That is the number to get in touch with us. We're taking your calls all morning on this Labor Day. And if you are off, congratulations on all your success. If you're laboring like us and need somebody to help you pass the time, feel free to give us a ring at 412-928-9370. On the heels, sort of week one in college football, still have a pretty notable game tonight that we'll talk about in a moment. But we'll react to the week one college football slate. Of course, locally, talking about Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia, and on the national scale. And something tells me that we will be talking about college football on this station and other places that talk about sports in this town. We'll be talking about the national slate as far as college football is concerned, maybe a little bit more than normal this year, because there are several quarterbacks that could potentially get drafted in the first round in 2026. There might be some quarterbacks out there that cement themselves as first round picks that haven't been talked about yet. There might be some quarterbacks that have been talked about perhaps too much that stink and might stay in college for an extra year or might play themselves out of the first round. Of course, we've only seen 1 week of college football, a very small sample size. But we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it, I feel like, each week leading up to an NFL draft that I think a lot of people expect the Pittsburgh Steelers to select a quarterback in April of next year. Joel, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Doing great.
So my plan for this first segment was to start it off with the six-pack, and I should have asked you about this earlier because I had this plan, and that's on me. Do we have the six-pack soundbite ready to roll? There it is. And I guess that's time for number one. This is Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. The first member of our six-pack this morning is going to be a college football overreaction. Miami's going to win the ACC. That is my initial take on the college football season, especially for a Pitt-centered theme around college football. Obviously, Pitt plays in the ACC. Be paying attention to the ACC a lot this year. Miami is really good. Sometimes when quarterbacks transfer, whether it's from big-time program or to big-time program, or they transfer multiple times, they fizzle out, and they fizzle out hard. Joel, do you remember Cade McNamara at one point was, I think, going to be a pretty highly touted quarterback?
Yes, that's right. I do recall that name now.
Do you know where he's playing his college football right now?
Where did he play before?
Michigan and Iowa, I believe.
Man, it's got to be...
And I believe he started at Michigan.
It's got to be a school that's probably not as prestigious as Michigan or Iowa, if I had to guess.
You could say that.
I don't know. South Dakota State, not to give them a stray, but...
No, I mean, it's you're along those lines. It's an FBS school. It is a state university of an FCS school, I apologize, East Tennessee State University. 3 years at Michigan. One of those years, I mean, he was like the guy. He started in 2021, 15 touchdowns to six interceptions. Was a starter last year at an Iowa team, and they didn't throw the ball a whole lot. And now, so you go from national championship winning program to a pretty darn relevant Big Ten program to the FCS. And in his East Tennessee State debut against Murray State, it's not even like that an FCS opened up against somebody that's going to kill them. They beat Murray State handedly, 45-17. He was only 12 for 17 for like 100-some yards. The point that I'm trying to make in bringing up that guy is quarterbacks fizzle out. Quarterbacks that transfer, I feel like, a lot of times go by the wayside. Now, granted, there's the Caleb Williamses of the world and the Jalen Hurtses of the world, and Jalen Hurts was a little bit more before the, almost just before the transfer portal has become king. But it's tough sometimes to see quarterbacks come into a new system with a new teammate and a new coordinator and flourish. Pitt, unfortunately, has been the victim of a couple of transfer portal quarterbacks in the last couple of years. Keaton Slovis and the local boy, Phil Dracovic. Carson Beck does not look like he's going to fizzle out in a Miami uniform. There are all the claims that he transferred to Miami because he was dating one of the Cavender twins. You know, those basketball players, Joel, TikTok influencers, they have a pretty darn big social media following. The one dates...
Jake Ferguson, yeah, Cowboys.
Yep, from the Cowboys.
They're engaged.
Oh, did they get engaged?
I do believe so.
Congratulations on all their success. Carson Beck dated the one that obviously isn't engaged to the Cowboys tight end, and they are no longer together. So everybody's like, oh, he's at Miami now for no reason. Obviously, that's not true. 20 for 31, 205 and two touchdowns last night, and just orchestrated the Miami offense well. You're not going to see a whole lot of glamorous stat lines in week one of college football, even from the high-profile quarterbacks. Like, you know, and Mike Tomlin talked about this, obviously, at the NFL level, but at Steelers training camp. Like, it takes a little bit longer for offenses to get their feet underneath them. I think that's why you're seeing scores the way that they are and offenses and quarterbacks putting up numbers what they are at this point in the season. So, yeah, 205 yards, two touchdowns. It's not, you know, anything to write home about. But Miami, despite playing at home, looked like the better football team last night. And Carson Beck looked like a really good quarterback for the Hurricanes, and they've got a scary good receiving core. That catch that CJ Daniels had, that one-handed touchdown catch, was ridiculous. And yeah, he's on his third school. He was a Liberty guy and was at LSU last year, and now he's finishing up at Miami. So they're reaping the benefits of the transfer portal. But on the flip side, their leading receiver last night was a true freshman in Malachi Toney. They're deep. They've got a senior quarterback. The run game, I'm sure, will probably figure itself out for Miami. And that defense was stellar. Holding C.J. Carr, to a relatively average game. And Jeremiah Love, I think, is going to be one of the best running backs in the country this year. They only average like 3.5 yards a carry as a team. So my initial take after week number one so far is that Miami's going to win the ACC. A couple of other takes, which leads us to number two, Jolie. I love Lenore Sellers. I will gladly join Malzi on the Lenore Sellers to the Steelers train. And these are all hyperbolic situations. We have only seen one game out of all these guys as far as college football this season is concerned. I just wasn't entirely sure about Lenore Sellers and potentially how raw he could be. And a lot of my hesitation on a guy like Lenore Sellers is that from a stature standpoint and from an experience standpoint, for the most part, he kind of reminds me of Anthony Richardson. Does that make sense, Joel? Maybe a little Anthony Richardson to Lenore Sellers comp. Both, you know, young at this point in their careers. This is really only Sellers' second full season as the starter. And from what they bring to the table and what size they have. I mean, I think that's the biggest gripe on Anthony Richardson right now and why he got benched in Indianapolis, because he didn't have enough college experience and is still very raw.
Where, like, the talent is there, the potential is there. He just needs the right situation and coaching and all that stuff. And he, you know, as long as you set him up for success, good chance he gets there. He's got the tools and all that to get there.
Yeah, I can't help but think Anthony Richardson's doomed, though. And that's neither here nor there. I mean, if you get benched for Daniel Jones, yikes. But I was skeptical on Lenore Sellers because I thought, is he kind of like Anthony Richardson in that regard? And played incredibly well against a Power 4 opponent and led his team to a two-possession victory. 12 for 19, 209 yards, threw a touchdown, didn't turn the ball over, and ran it effectively enough. And the measurables that Lenore Sellers brings to the table is intriguing to me. And if that guy can continue to develop this season and continue to look better, I will feel better about Lenore Sellers and the idea of potentially him being a quarterback the Steelers could covet in the 2025 draft. My number one wish list quarterback for the Steelers, assuming that they would go that route in the draft, heading into 2026, is Garrett Nussmeier. And he is somebody that I wanted to bring up here as well. Like, before anybody played any college football games this season, if I had to pull the trigger on the quarterback for the Steelers to take before anything was done this year, give me Garrett Nussmeier. And obviously that's a very quick reaction to, you know, the Steelers solving the Steelers' problems. But everything that I saw out of Nussmeier against Clemson doesn't make me feel bad about jumping the gun there on and having Nussmeier as the number one on my wish list. I mean, he comes from football stock. His dad, Doug Nussmeier, a longtime college football coach, now offensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints. I mean, this guy was an offensive coordinator. You name it, big program, he was there. Florida, Michigan, Alabama. And then after his tenure in Florida was complete, has made his way to the NFL, is now the offensive coordinator of the New Orleans Saints. Only 54 years old. Like, that guy might be an NFL head coach. Maybe on a Todd Monken-like trajectory in Baltimore. So Garrett Nussmeier comes from football stock. Garrett Nussmeier is been around the block a time or two as far as college football is concerned. This is his, what, fifth year at LSU and his second full year as a starter, coming off of a 4,000-yard season. At 6'1", 205, I don't love that size for an NFL quarterback, but, like, I can get over it. And if that guy continues to progress, he'll be a Heisman finalist come December. Now, the one thing that has me concerned for the Garrett Nussmeier to the Steelers likelihood is that his dad's the offensive coordinator of the Saints. I don't think the Saints have a quarterback. I don't think Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler are the answer. And the Saints are going to suck this year. They might be the worst team in the National Football League. Which means they'll be drafting probably in the top five. If I had to place a sizable wager on it right now, I would, that the Saints will have a top five draft pick. And offensive coordinator's son might be a player any team could be happy to have in the top five. So Garrett and LSU to the Saints. Lake Charles, Louisiana is where Nussmeier's from. That's like a half hour outside of New Orleans, give or take. Garrett Nussmeier to the Saints makes way too much sense. So that has me concerned for the likelihood the Steelers could get him, among other things. And we'll talk about that later on in the show as well. But yeah, Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier near the top of my quarterback wish list for the Steelers after week one of college football. Jolie, so Kalen DeBoer is going to get fired by Alabama. And I saw somebody, I didn't have access to the text line yesterday during my show because it just wasn't working. I got it back today and I went back and looked at some of the texts that were sent to my show yesterday, and somebody had mentioned that DeBoer's got a $70 million buyout. That does not matter at Alabama. Didn't Jimbo Fisher get 70 plus million from Texas A&M?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something huge.
A $70 million buyout is, I don't want to say it's peanuts to an SEC school, especially one like Alabama, but that's not going to prevent Alabama from finding another head coach. Kalen DeBoer is not the right guy for the job. And Sean Myers and I were talking about this yesterday. You don't want to be the guy that follows the legend. Like, I compared it to Gerard Mayo in New England. He was there for 1 year, replaces Belichick, spoiler alert for the next leg of the six pack. And now after 1 year, Gerard Mayo didn't work. The Patriots have their prodigal son, quote unquote, Mike Vrabel. That might fizzle out. We don't know. But the point is it makes more sense from a transitionary side of things. And I'm sure Mike Vrabel is thrilled that he wasn't the guy to succeed the legend. Nobody wants to do that. It's not working right now for Kalen DeBoer. And if they go 9-3 again and miss the playoffs again, he will not have a job in 2026 as the head coach of the Crimson Tide. So they lost to Florida State. Florida State's quarterback is Tommy Castellanos. Used to be the Boston College quarterback. Joel, did you see this? About Tommy Castellanos' website?
He has his own website? No, I did not know that.
Well, I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, attached to their name, image, and likeness deals, they have their own brand, obviously, their own website. And Tommy Castellanos' website sells Tommy Castellanos themed merchandise. I don't know how many people, Boston College or Florida State fans, are going and buying a $40 shirt, but there are shirts on TommyCastellanos.com for $31.17, which was the final score of Florida State beating Alabama. Nick can't save them. In all kinds of different colors, and it's got 3117 on the bottom of the shirt, and they're being sold for $31.17.
This might be the time when the Alabama Crimson Tide football, it's more than a Linsanity run, because it's been over several years, and it's like you and I were probably back in middle school, but the run of Alabama football might be over. Almost like the Patriots dynasty was over.
It'll be back.
As of a few years ago. It'll
be back. They're not going to like go by the wayside and become a second-tier Power 4 program. No, I mean, Kalen DeBoer is just not the right guy for the job. Like, I compared it to New England, Mike Vrabel being prodigal son, not being the guy to succeed the legend. Like, if Dabo has a good year with Cade Klubnik and Clemson, like, if they make a run in the playoff, Klubnik goes to the league, Dabo's starting to utilize the portal a little bit more, Clemson, and he's a Bama alum. might not have wanted the job. I don't know if he was offered the job or not last year, but Bama alum probably didn't want to be the guy to succeed Saban. Timing might add up. Klubnik gone. Shift into the role at his alma mater.
I think that would have made more sense at the time than Kalen DeBoer, because that was just like a momentum hire.
Oh, it was a big time momentum hire.
You need, like, this is Alabama football. You are succeeding Nick Saban. You need like a veteran, successful college football head coach and not this up and coming guy.
For sure. Yeah, I think that's definitely something to keep an eye out for as the season rolls along. More college football with number four. I'm not ready for Bill Belichick tonight. It's going to look so weird. It is going to look incredibly, incredibly strange. Not just because of how closely associated Bill Belichick is with the NFL and the New England Patriots and cheating and all of that. Bill Belichick had an identity change. That guy became a completely different person after being the Patriots head coach for however long it was, 20 plus years. He's the head coach of North Carolina now. North Carolina hosts TCU tonight at 8 o'clock. Bill Belichick was an a-hole for, can I say that? Okay, sorry. For years as the Patriots head coach. Malzi does a great Bill Belichick impression, by the way. I'm not going to try and imitate him and embarrass myself, but we all know how that guy acted in press conferences. We're on to the Jets. And then he goes away from coaching NFL football, shows up to the Tom Brady roast, is on McAfee each week, and you start to hear the change in the tone of voice with Bill Belichick and how he talks. Is he just going to revert back to being the cold, dark, old football coach that we used to know? I guess that's why I'm not. It's going to look weird of him wearing Tar Heel blue and coaching college football. But to me, the biggest reason it makes me so, not uncomfortable, but it makes me so hesitant to see Bill Belichick being the head coach of college football, in college football, because it is a complete personality change for the guy. Jolie, over and under 2.5 years that Belichick is the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
I'll say this season, and then he goes to the NFL for like 2 or 3 more years. So under on that 2.5 you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I might go over. I think it's 3.
Really?
I think it's either 2 or 3. It's not going to be a longer tenure than 3 years, if you want my honest opinion.
You think he's ever in the NFL after that period of time, or is he done?
No, I think he goes back to the league, potentially like a Tom Coughlin type of thing, where he's maybe the head coach and the GM, head coach for a year or two. Kind of like what Brad Stevens did with the Celtics.
Obviously,
Brad Stevens is much younger, right? But Brad Stevens was the head coach, and now he's in a front office role. And it seems like he wants to set the thing up for his son, Steve, to take over. And it might be a complete dumpster fire, and they might suck, and they might, you know, clean house in a couple of years. I don't think that's the case. I think Bill Belichick will actually do relatively well at North Carolina, maybe get them in the playoff in a couple of years. But I don't think he's in it for the long haul. Like, he's not going to coach for 8-10 years and retire as the head coach of the Tar Heels. There's something left for Belichick after this. So I think 2 or 3, that's why I thought 2.5 was a good over-under. Let's go to number 5. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is going back to the Toronto Blue Jays, and I'm not surprised by it. I was kind of shocked that yesterday during my show that it hadn't happened yet, but when the lineup came out, it was kind of, I think, a telltale sign because IKF wasn't in the Pirates lineup yesterday in Boston. And he's going back to the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, as a utility guy, hitting 260, the OPS is right around 630, and he can play all over the infield. And for the Toronto Blue Jays, who are 20-some games above 500, that plays. He was with the Blue Jays in 24 after the Yankees, was hitting 292, and that was good enough for Ben Cherington to say, yeah, Charles McAdoo, see you later. Pirates prospect that got a lot of hype in the minor leagues for how well he was playing, traded to Toronto as a part of the IKF deal. And now we've had Isaiah Conner-Falefa playing all over the infield for the Pirates last year and a half. So 264, 265 clip. Pirates place him on waivers back over to the Blue Jays. Is it because he's due a bonus if he hits a certain amount of plate appearances? No. Is it more so to try and get guys up that could play for the rest of the season? I hope so. One of those guys, I didn't want to be Cam Devaney, but here we are. Like, Nick York is raking in AAA. I'd like to see that guy up at some point. That would be nice. But the fact that Isaiah Conner-Falefa was claimed off of waivers by a contending team should come to nobody's surprise as the Major League Baseball season winds down and the Pirates will not be going to the playoffs again in 2025. I don't think they're mathematically eliminated yet, though, which is nice. There's only one team that is mathematically eliminated from playoff contention in Major League Baseball. It is the 39-98 Rockies. Joel, I'm putting you on the spot again. What happens first for Colorado? 40 wins or 100 losses?
You said they're 39-98?
Yeah, they play San Francisco today at 4:10. And is that start a series for them? It probably should, right?
I believe so, because they hosted the Cubs this weekend.
Yeah, so it's a three-gamer. They've got Logan Webb tomorrow. Kaiwei Teng starts for the Giants today. He's got an 878 clip. Even if they win today, they've got to beat Logan Webb Tuesday or Robbie Ray on Wednesday. I think they're going to be 39-100.
You know what?
They're going to lose two of three. It's a home series if it matters.
They're going to win today and then lose the next two games. That'll be my prediction. They'll win today. The Rockies will. And then San Francisco wins the other two games.
Yeah, they've got Chase Dollander throwing today for them. That's how you say his name, right?
The Rockies are going to win something like 9-8 on a walk-off single from Ezekiel Tovar.
Yeah, I'm going to say 39-100 for the Colorado Rockies. All right. Last but certainly not least, the NFL season starts on Thursday. The Philadelphia Eagles will beat the Dallas Cowboys. I'm just so glad that NFL football is back. That's it. That's number six. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And to the person in the text line that was ridiculing me for saying Clemson, sorry, it is with an S. I will be better. And the text line, again, Edgar Snyder Associates Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township, and you can visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, I want to hear from you, 412-928-9370. Your biggest takeaways from the college football season so far. Week one almost in the books, North Carolina and TCU tonight. What have you thought so far of the college football slate in week number one as it pertains to the national side of things? We're talking about the quarterbacks or Pitt, Penn State, WVU, 412-928-9370. And it's game week in the National Football League. The season starts Thursday. The Steelers play Sunday. How you feeling about the Steelers heading into 2025? 412-928-9370. We'll get that going when we come back right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Football Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch all your local NFL games every Sunday live on CBS and Paramount Plus. It's all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This is the Pomp and Joe Show. I am neither one of those individuals. I am Jack Hillgrove filling in for the guys on the holiday. Joel Nelson on hand as well. And the number to reach us is 412-928-9370. As we react to week one in the college football season almost being in the books. What did you make of Pitt? What did you make of Penn State? WVU beating up on Robert Morris. Not a whole lot as far as the sample size is concerned for either one of those teams, but we're all about overreactions on this show, 412-928-9370. My overreaction to Pitt, I guess it's not an overreaction. I think it's my most glaring take from week one. And if you can see me on the YouTube feed, I'm wearing my Pitt quarter zip, so you know where my allegiances lie. I don't want Desmond Reed returning punts. I understand that the guy is as dynamic with the ball in his hands as any player is in the country. And I understand that he returned a punt for a touchdown on Saturday. But that is your offense. That is your most dynamic playmaker. And when healthy, Desmond Reed might lead the country in all-purpose yards. He's also undersized. And Jason Mackey had a fantastic conversation with him as Jason was filling in on the morning show. If you missed that, rewind it on the Odyssey app to go back and listen. And Desmond Reed talked about his thought process in returning punts. And it's like, I'm trying to score every time I touch the football. It's pretty much what Desmond Reed said. I love that mindset. I love the fact that that's what he tries to do, return in and return out. But it scares the living daylights out of me that that guy is your punt returner. And my plea to Pat Narduzzi is stop. I will take no more punt returns for touchdowns for the rest of the season if it means Desmond Reed plays in every football game for the Panthers this fall. I will make that deal in a heartbeat. One of the most mad, let me rephrase that. The most mad I have ever gotten, it seems like, at Pat Narduzzi in my entire life as a Pitt fan in his tenure as the Panthers head coach. And I love Pat. But that Louisville game last year, if you remember, and I've said this before, that Louisville game last year, if you remember, Eli Holstein marched them right down the field on drive number one. And this was after they had lost a couple of games, the blowout at SMU, and the offense taking 15 million steps back. First drive of the game, Holstein marches them right down the field, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, if you know the acronym FITFO, the offense FITFO'd. Holstein throws a pick, then gets knocked out of the game. It ends up being like 30-0. And while the game was very much out of hand, Desmond Reed is still returning punts. Desmond Reed gets hurt on a punt and does not play the next week in the season finale against Boston College. Again, it didn't matter. The season, you know, from where it was to where it ended up was lost. But that Boston College game was the end of the year. Desmond Reed didn't play in it. He was not healthy because he got hurt in the Louisville game returning punts. The run game stunk. Holstein didn't play in that game either. They lose at Boston College. They go 7-5. They end up with Toledo in the whatever it was called bowl in Detroit. Desmond Reed is too impactful to the Panthers offense to be returning punts. That is my only plea, my only real takeaway from Pitt's win over Duquesne on Saturday. They beat Duquesne 61-9. I'm thrilled about it. That's what they should have done. 412-928-9370. Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia, what's on your mind? Let's go to Andrew in Pittsburgh. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, yeah. So first, I wanted to say something about how you just were talking about Desmond Reed returning punts. I was watching the Ohio State-Texas game, and I noticed that Jeremiah Smith was also returning punts.
I don't get that. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know why you're risking your best player to be injured for punt return.
And in a game like that, and hindsight is very much 20/20 after you look at the final score and watch how the game unfolded. You know, in a low scoring game like that against two really good teams, special teams is at a premium. So yeah, you might want a dynamic playmaker to steal something in a game where you might need to steal something as far as a big play is concerned. Fortunately for Ohio State, there was no recorded punt returns in the ball game. But I side with you on the fact that if you, especially for Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith might be the best non-quarterback in college football. Was probably the most talented player in college football and should not be back there whatsoever.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I wanted to talk about Penn State real quick.
Yep.
One, I wanted to say that I was, I know it was just Nevada. Like, it wasn't a top 10 matchup by all means, but I was glad to see that they finally got their receivers involved in their game plan because that was what they were missing all last year.
I'd say that's what they've been missing for the last several years.
Yeah. Second, I wanted to ask you, do you think them not scheduling a top 25 team in the first few weeks hurts them?
The Big Ten schedule is so tough to where it doesn't matter. I think what's going to happen, Andrew, and thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday. Is that the Big Ten will pony up like the SEC, right? And Joel, you can correct me if I'm wrong. The new SEC 9-game conference rule dictates that all their conference teams, in addition to a new 9-game slate, you have to play one power conference, non-conference game.
I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be shocked if that was part of the contract.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is part of it. And that if it is, like, good for the SEC, and it is because that one-ups the Big Ten, because you've got teams like Penn State playing Nevada, Villanova, and who's the third one, Joel? You're the Penn State guy around here.
What are those? Say those teams.
Nevada,
again?
Villanova. Who's the third one that they play? Wow. So I thought you would have That's on me.
Oh, they're playing FIU this
FIU,
weekend.
FIU, yeah, that's right. Still.
That took me longer than it should have.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
I had to look it up, and I shouldn't have to do that.
No, you're all good. Yeah, I think eventually the Big Ten will get to the point where they've got to play at least one. And Sean Myers and I floated this around yesterday. Like, if we get to the point where it's two mega conferences, however many teams in each, 20, 24, whatever it is, week one, or maybe even week two of the college football season, somewhere down the road, when it's two power conference teams, a early season showcase like the ACC-SEC Challenge in basketball, where it's some agreement, some unified front between the two mega conferences to where one game you leave open every year, and if you come in fifth place in mega conference A, you're playing the fifth place team in Mega Conference B whenever they schedule that conference showdown. I would, if I didn't do this for a living and covered college football for a living and had to like be at a game on a Saturday, if that was the case and there were 20-some games, even if they only let the top 12 participate or the top 12 are televised in a national sense, I would veg out in front of my television and not move, and I would become a part of my couch. Like, you would get an Ohio State versus Texas matchup every year. Think about how epic that game was to start the season. You would get some combination of, like, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Georgia, Oregon versus Georgia, Penn State versus Alabama, whatever it is, to start the season, all in one week. So some combination of Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, and Michigan against Texas, Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Hey, no one's gonna say no to that. I mean, think about the ratings and the TV revenue
and
that.
And Andrew's point in asking the question of does this non-conference schedule hurt Penn State in the long run? I personally don't think so. Obviously, Penn State doesn't think so, or else they wouldn't schedule what they scheduled. But it's a valid concern because you're playing three cupcakes to start the season, and then boom, you've got, you know, the second toughest or toughest, depending on where your allegiances lie, conference schedule in the country, you know, Big Ten or SEC.
Because Penn State is ranked second, I think all the Nittany Lions have to do is stay afloat, and they probably have one game they can afford to lose, maybe two.
If Penn State, who started the year ranked second in the country, finishes 10-2, they will be in the playoff.
Yeah.
Just can't go 9-3.
Yeah. You just got to do your part. If you lose to Ohio State, you lose to Ohio State. If you lose one more reasonable game, Oregon, whatever, you just got to stay afloat. They're already, you know, well within CFP position. So the fact that they have the three non-conference games, all which they should absolutely crush their opponents, they did with Nevada, they probably will with the other two. You just got to win those games pretty handily. And, you know, because they're already in college football playoff position, they just got to stay afloat. And they have a lot of room to work with. Cannot lose three games.
Texter says, Desmond Reed's only possibility of playing in the NFL is as a punt returner. I disagree, and so would Darren Sproles. He would disagree as well. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, before we get to the top of the hour and continue the college football discussion, Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, start, bench, cut the three cookout holidays. That's coming up next. Noah Hiles will join the fold at 12:05 and talk Bucko baseball with us. I'm Jack Hillgrove, filling in for Pomp and Joe on the Pomp and Joe Show right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Breaking news, breaking news, breaking Steelers news ahead of week number one. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Aura Sports Group, who represents Jaylen Warren, announces first that Warren and the Steelers agree to a new 2-year contract extension. Jaylen Warren back with the Steelers for the 2026 and 2027 season. I'm shocked by it. And the dollar figures aren't out yet. So I'm anxious to see what that figure entails. But I'm mainly surprised by it because Najee Harris's fifth-year option was so... was peanuts compared to fifth-year options, and it was not granted. Like, it was like right around like $6.8 million or something like that. This year, as the Steelers picked up Warren's restricted tender option or waiver or whatever it's called, he was an RFA, the Steelers countered it. Jaylen Warren's making $5.3 million this year. So he would be an unrestricted free agent heading into 2026. The Steelers get the deal done with Jaylen Warren and ink him to a new 2-year extension, which will keep him in Pittsburgh, I believe, right? 2-year extension, 2026 and 2027. Joel, does this break the unofficial Steelers rule of negotiating with players in season? Are we in season yet?
I'm going to say no, because the season hasn't started and it's 6 days away. That's going to be my take on it, is no. Since, and even though they've started their preparation and stuff for the Jets, and they probably did so after the final preseason game, I'm going to say that technically does not count.
I would agree with you.
But I understand the case you would make if it did.
I'm like refreshing vigorously to figure out if a dollar figure comes out here in this news. Again, Jaylen Warren, a new 2-year extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If it's somewhere around what he's making this season, like if it's a 2-year, $11 million extension, I'm in. I understand that he has not proven himself as a bona fide 3-down back. He's going to have the opportunity to prove himself as the bona fide 3-down back coming up this week and throughout the early portion of this season. But because of that, I can't help but think it's any more, much more than $5.3 million what he's making this year. There's obviously got to be some guarantees to it. That happens with any contract in the NFL, any significant contract extension in the NFL. If I had to take a guess, I'm saying it's probably right around maybe $6.5 million per year for 2 years. Najee Harris got $9 million. Obviously, that was before the unfortunate non-football injury that Najee suffered leading up to this season. But Najee got a 1-year, $9 million deal. And that's after Najee was, 400,000-yard seasons. Jaylen Warren's not getting $9 million a year. I would be shocked. I would actually almost be shocked if it was somewhere around $8 million a year. And what do I know, right? It might be. I'm not sure. I doubt it. I think it's probably anywhere between $5.5 to $6.5 million a year. And as I refresh Twitter, I do not see a dollar figure listed on Jaylen Warren's 2-year contract extension yet. Let's go to the text line and react at 412-928-9370. Texter asks, does this mean they aren't liking what they're seeing from Johnson? I don't think so. I mean, I think a lot of people, especially from a fan base side of things, would expected more, or maybe a little bit more out of Caleb Johnson in the preseason. But I don't necessarily think it means that they aren't liking what they're seeing out of the guy. Because if you think about it, like if you let Jaylen Warren walk and if Caleb Johnson becomes a bona fide, like top five back, good for him, then you let him walk. That's not necessarily a reasonable expectation for a kid you took in the third round, if you ask me. And that would be the only reason why I would feel comfortable of letting Jaylen Warren walk. So if Caleb Johnson's fine, like a very good RB2, or even if the ceiling is like middle of the road RB1, like that's the stuff that you saw out of Caleb Johnson as a rookie, you still have a hole at running back heading into 2026 if you let Warren walk, and you'd have to...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.